We need our intro. It's okay. It's Matt's first time.
We don't know how to start without an intro.
It's Matt's first time. Yeah,
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Wow. We are back. It felt like when you're on Christmas break and you're about to go back to your first day of school. That's how I felt last night.
I literally didn't sleep last night. I think I went to bed at like 12:30.
Okay, but was that because you were on a high from what you did yesterday or because you were excited about the podcast?
I think it was a combination of both. I think I was like on a high from what I did, but then I also think like I had to set my alarm again for 4 something. Yeah, and I think I was anticipating that. So I just really like, I'm running on no sleep.
Well,
but I'm here.
Really happy you're here. Yeah. And also, couldn't be more proud of you for yesterday.
Thank you.
Do you want to tell everyone what you did? For all of you who missed it, do you want to tell everyone what you did yesterday?
I got to host the E! Live stream for the Golden Globes with like Will Marfuji, Aaron Lim, and Justin Sylvester, who are the E! Like they're hosts for E!
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was the pop culture expert, and it was truly like really challenging. Like I really, really prepared a lot for this.
Yeah.
I think a little too much, to be honest, but I was happy to be overly prepared, but it was really awesome. And like, that's what I want to do. I want to do like things that challenge me and like push me a little bit this year. So it was a good bang.
Yeah. It was a pretty good start.
Yeah,
pretty
good
big
start.
And it's like, you looked like you were supposed to be there. You know, it didn't look like, oh, this is her first time. It was like, oh, she should be a regular on here.
Thank you. That was very nice.
So super proud of you. I also have a late Christmas or New Year's gift to give you. They kind of go together. So one's a little journal. I didn't wrap it. Well, I didn't wrap one of them.
Do you want me to open it on the air?
Yeah. You can read what the journal says.
It says, remember one thing, that you should not leave the earth until you have made it a little more beautiful, a little lovelier, a little more loving. That's sweet.
It's just a journal for you to write your thoughts in.
That's a good journal. Well, it's a tough journal to open.
Yeah, I don't want anyone getting in.
Yeah, nobody can get. Oh, it's like old school paper.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's going to go on my nightstand.
Yeah, I thought even if you don't write in it, it's a lovely, you know,
it's really pretty.
Hold on. I should have videoed all of this.
Wait, but what is in this?
No, wait, you can't.
Oh,
hold on. All right. Go ahead.
You guys, so you can't see this, but it's our People's Choice Award. And it's, oh my gosh.
It
is so heavy.
How does it feel?
It feels like $1,000,000. This is so cool. Did you feel how heavy this was? How many pounds is this?
I don't know, but it's heavy.
And our names are on it.
It's official.
We have to post a picture of this.
I know.
You guys. Wow. So wait, did we decide on if we're going to do the traveling award?
Well, I figured I had just...
Is this the journal that goes with it?
You know, I just... No, that's just for you.
Oh, okay.
I felt like it might be difficult to ship around, you know? But I feel like we could do it between us if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I'll take it for the first week and I'll journal like what I did, like what it got to see me do at home. And then I'll give it to you and you can do the same.
Yeah.
Okay. I know Easton's up for the challenge too.
Yeah. Easton would probably love the challenge.
Yeah.
So that was exciting. I had no idea. So I opened it and I was like, oh, so I have to bring this to Tanya.
Give
it to her on the podcast.
This is a heavy package. I would have been like, what is in this?
I know. I went to open it because I just had like a ton of packages when I got home from visiting my family. And I was just like going through them, opening, putting them out. And that one was heavy. I was like, what is in here? So excited.
We should make a vision board for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I need to do a vision board for myself.
I made my personal one for 2019, but I feel like one for the podcast would be kind of cool.
Like
things
that
we want to do. Like who knew we'd win a People's Choice Award in 2018?
I think none of us.
No.
None of us knew.
No. So I think maybe that'd be cool.
I know.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Maybe today?
I'm down.
Okay. Wow. Wow. That was thrilling. Thank you.
Yeah. You're so welcome.
Wow. I'm going to put it back in this box.
Thank you to E. And it has our names on it. Everything's spelled right.
Yeah, it's like engraved.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I'm just going to touch it. I'm just going to, yeah.
Okay. She's going to take it back out and hold it.
Do you have anything to update us on?
I mean, we've been gone for a little bit. I went home. Well, had I moved in yet when the last podcast?
Not really. You were like in the process.
Okay. So I'm officially moved in. I love my place and I love Studio City. I am still in the process of decorating, which takes forever. So I've like picked out everything. I'm working with some girls who have a company down in San Diego. So they're helping me like interior design. I didn't realize I was so picky. Like I thought I would I just want it done. Like I just want everything to be there, but don't necessarily have a strong opinion. But I really do. I'm realizing I really do. I also realize I'm a little bit of a type A personality now that I have my own place and I want everything clean and where it's supposed to go. But the problem is,
you're not clean.
Listen, I'm messy. I'm hygienically clean, yes. But I'm messy. If it has a place to go, like my guest bedroom is all my old furniture. So I have everything. And so I have like a dresser and everything. So it's all, I've kept it like organized. I make my bed every day. It looks gorgeous. My living room, when there's stuff where I have places to put it, I like it's organized. It's if I don't have anywhere to put it, it doesn't, it's messy. I'm like, it's like a tornado.
Your bedroom is a tornado.
It's a tornado.
How is there not anywhere to put
there's
things
no
in your
furniture.
Bedroom?
There's nothing to put anything in. So I just throw it.
What was your excuse in your old house?
That was just, I think I just gave up, you know? This is different. I think I just given up because it was already so messy and like wasn't how I wanted it anyway.
Uh-huh.
And so this is like, I can have my dream look. And once it's all there, I want to keep it looking like that. But right now, it's just an empty room. It's like a catch-all.
Oh.
Yeah, my master bedroom looks like a tornado went into my closet and just...
I haven't even seen your master bedroom.
Oh, you haven't?
No, not with all your stuff in it, but I don't think I want to.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you can come help me do it while we do our vision boards.
That would actually be really thrilling for me.
Yeah, you were going to act like that. It's such a nightmare.
We should also mention Mark's not here today.
Yeah, Mark and Easton aren't here. Mark's here, but he's not physically here.
Yeah. Mark, feel free to chirp in if you'd like.
Yeah.
But
well, I don't want to interrupt the flow. And when I'm on the phone, it's weird to chime in.
I get
that. But I'll do what I need to.
Sorry,
I apologize for not being there.
I'm
enjoying listening to you too.
Wow.
So yeah, I went home and saw my family. Well, I went to the Bahamas. I had to shoot... I have a very exciting project that's coming out on February 1st that I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything about it yet, but I went to shoot photos for it in the Bahamas, which was awesome, right before Christmas.
Yeah, it looked beautiful.
And then went from there to see my family in Louisiana, which was really great. It rained most of the time I was there, but it was cool to just like relax and hang out with my family, and then came back and kind of tried to settle into my new place, because right when I moved in, I went home.
This is my favorite time of year. I like love January. I love a fresh start. Like I like I'm thriving in this like moment of the year. Like I love January.
That does not surprise me.
It's so like, I don't know. It's just like last year's behind you. Mm-hmm. You can look back with all the good and the bad, but it's done and like start fresh and I don't know. I just like love it. It's like good energy.
Yeah, it is good. Everyone's kind of in the same mentality of wanting or like craving newness and a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened? What's new with you?
Not a whole lot. I spent a lot of my break doing research. So I watched a ton of movies, ton of TV shows.
I cannot wait.
I'm obsessed with like everything right now, like truly obsessed. I spent a lot of time with my family. Mm-hmm. And then I made my vision board, which is like very methodical. I like really thought it out and it's like banging. Like it's like really good.
Here's my question. In the past vision, like do you look at your vision boards and go, this happened, this happened? So how many things typically from the vision board?
The thing that's weird is like things will happen, but they won't necessarily like, for instance, my vision board for 2018 had a Grammy Award on it.
Oh, but and we won.
Quite similar to this People's Choice Award. So it's like, yeah, it happens, but it doesn't necessarily happen in the way that you envision it. So it's really cool.
It's a version of what you
dreamed. Yeah. So I'm excited about my new vision board. And then in terms of, I haven't been dating. Dating nobody.
You haven't. You literally haven't had time. Have you?
Yeah, we were just on break for a long time.
I know, but the whole time you were like studying and...
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were in like focus mode.
I have a couple people that are like setting me up, so I'm just like letting them do that.
Any word from Mr. Tipler? Is that what it is? Tipler?
Yeah, Mr. Tipler. Yeah. We talked for like a little bit, like we kind of kept in touch, and you know, I was like really like excited about it.
Yeah.
But I don't really think he's like on the same page with me. Like, I don't think he cares to... date me per se, so you just, you know, I don't know, like I'm just reading into the text exchange. It doesn't feel like, you know, when you meet somebody and you're really excited about them and you just want to like constantly just like keep getting to know them, you know what I mean, like that feeling. Yeah. I don't think he has that for me, so it is what it is.
The guy from New York.
Sorry. yes
And he's, and your sister agreed with me. I just want to point that out.
Wow. There's Mark.
Yeah. Mark just had it coming with that one. It is funny because I was home for the holidays and my sister was like, I have to tell you, I agreed with Mark on the podcast. She's like, why do you like a guy in New York City? And I was like, well, you can't help it who you have chemistry with and who you like. And she was like, just then. So I texted Mark and I was like, I thought that you would appreciate this. My sister agreed with you. And he was like, I did appreciate that. Thank you.
Feeding his ego.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a wise woman.
Yeah. She is a wise woman. But,
Well, I do think if he's not showing at least equal excitement, then like,
yeah.
Bye, you know?
Yeah.
And not like in a negative way, just being like, hey.
Totally. Not negative at all. But, yeah. But yeah, you know,
what
you
kind of guys are you set up with?
Who knows? I haven't gone out with them yet. So we'll see. TBD. I'm just kind of just being open, you know, like
willing.
Yeah. Open and willing.
I like that.
But it was like, it sucks because I like felt, you know, like you just like something just feels so natural. So I was like,
well, yeah,
excited about it. But
do we
it
talk
is what
about
it is.
That y'all kissed
heavily?
OK, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you make out in a bar, it's like, that's a strong connection with someone.
It's a strong, for sure. For sure.
You know, when you take that leap.
Yeah.
Strong feeling.
Oh, I did something else, too, that was kind of big.
What?
I reached out to Dr. W. But in, like, a total, like, platonic, like, No, it was, like, good. I think I told you, actually. Didn't I tell you?
Uh-uh.
I didn't tell you this? Uh-uh. I basically texted him, like, before New Year's and was, like... I just was like looking back on my year and I'm so grateful that you came into my life. Like he made me feel things that I hadn't felt in a really long time. And like, even though it didn't work out and it is what it is, like, I'm just so grateful that you were there and I hope you're doing well. And like, didn't really leave it up for like conversation. Yeah. I didn't ask him anything or, you know, and he responded quickly and like really like great. And we had this small little exchange and like, that was it.
That's good.
I know.
Healing.
It was very, because I think I got to the point where it was like, my feelings about it aren't like
bitter
yeah. or like sad anymore. Mm-hmm. It just, I like think about it and I'm like, wow, like I had those feelings of like really wanting to like be with somebody, you know, and like I hadn't felt like that in a really long time.
That's
so.
A really good like outlook on the situation. I think I did see you posted a story and said like you had just texted an ex or something. And then I think some of the girls from the Facebook group were like, this really inspired me to like have that mentality, because I think like no matter, most people in a situation like that, they do leave with this like heaviness about, you know,
yeah,
and like, they can't let it be a learning thing,
right?
And I feel like I feel like every relationship, whether it ends in a good way or bad way, if you can search for it, there is a silver lining in there.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, one of my friends reached out and said that she did that with her ex right before
she met her husband.
Yeah.
When what's your month? May? Is that what?
Yeah. Yeah.
May.
Yeah. But I was like, that's very interesting. But yeah, so it was.
It's almost like you're letting go of all that so that something can come in.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And it's May because it's
Mark,
tarot
that
card
just
reader.
Scared me so bad.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to clarify why May is key. It's because a tarot card reader told her May she's going to meet somebody important, right?
Yeah. The tarot card reader said May was going to be a big month. And that I will have to say that that same reader told me that I was going to be making big moves career-wise as well.
Ooh.
And I didn't know any of that,
I feel
that
like
stuff was going on before.
That's already kind of started happening.
Yeah. So...
Wow.
We'll see.
2019.
Yeah.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
What's your new motto for this year?
Come at me.
What does that mean?
It means no more pussyfooting around. Can I say pussyfooting, Mark?
Yeah, that's fine.
No, okay. Pussyfooting is like...
Okay.
Yep, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's a clean word.
Oh, okay. I think a lot of times in like dating, it's so like, I don't want to text him too much, or why isn't he texting me? Like, blah, 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 blah. It's like... I'm at this point where it's like, get to know me or not. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, come at me. Like, tell me what's going on. Like, let's do this. Let's not half do it. That's my new motto.
And so, radiance.
So does that mean?
Well, radiance is like my word for 2019.
Oh, I love radiance.
Did I not tell you this?
No.
Oh my gosh. Everything I do in 2019 is going to be centered around that word because I want everything that I do personally, professionally, to give light.
I love that.
Whether it's back to myself or to other people or to like anything.
Great word.
So like radiance goes down my vision board, down the middle of it. And that's going to be like my keyword.
I love that. Wow. I'm inspired.
Are you really?
I really am.
Wow.
Wait, what were we? Oh, so is your motto saying like, if you want me,
come and get me?
So does that mean you're not making the big moves?
No, but same goes for me. Like, if I want you, I'm gonna come and get you. Like,
okay.
Yeah, like, it works both ways.
But come at me is. You see the?
Yeah. Maybe it should be come at me and I'll come at you.
Oh. Right? Come at each other.
Come at each other.
Go at each other.
Go at each other. Maybe I should rephrase.
Well, no, I liked come at me because I think I've always thought, you know, my whole on dating is like, if you want something, go after it. And I feel like for you, like you deserve a guy who's going to come at you.
Right.
I'm sorry, but I've been watching Dirty John. So anything I say about like things like that, I get in my head because I'm like, is that horrible advice?
No, because we have the new rule that everybody that we date has to have a friend in common. So the Dirty John thing won't happen to any of us.
Can we talk about it? Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get the whole season to watch?
Yes. I haven't finished it though, but I know what happens. I listen to the podcast.
Okay. So started watching it obsessively and can't wait to get home and watch the next last night's episode.
Oh, yeah, because it's not done yet, right?
No.
Yeah.
I might need to get this from you. But
wow, a show with episodes once a week? How old school?
I know.
It's horrible. I was like binging it thinking that I was going to have the whole season and then realized it was like halfway through.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, what do I do? I'm going to have to go over to the podcast to get my fix.
Yeah.
I am terrified. I don't trust anyone. I go out to eat. I see men and women on dates that look fresh and new. And I'm like, don't trust him.
That's why everybody should have that rule. The rule that we've implemented.
Yeah, but like, people can still be deceitful. And like, her mom?
Yeah.
The grandma?
Yeah.
Just thought he was like the most amazing guy ever.
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. But yeah, I'm having trust issues. And then also I started watching Killing Eve after our girl Sandra Oh.
Yeah, that show, I had a tough time with the first episode, but once I got going, I was going.
So like men and women, not to be trusted.
Yeah, but you'll find this really awesome. So I was like out watching, like going to look at Christmas lights with my family.
Uh-huh.
And we were in Long Beach and I walked by this house and I see them watching Dirty John in the window. And I was like, oh, they're watching Dirty John. It's like a glass window. And then I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is the house that it was filmed in. And then all these people that were like looking at the house around me were like, yeah, it was filmed in Naples, Long Beach. This is the house that it was filmed in. So then we all start like geeking out. My
Wait,
poor family was like, what
the
are
beach
you doing?
Or whatever?
Yeah. So the one in the show, That says it's a new, because it happened. It's a true story. It happened in Newport here. They filmed the show in Long Beach, on like the water in Long Beach. And that I saw the house. And they were watching Dirty John in the window. How amazing is that?
I need to go.
I know. I like felt like such a loser. I was like, can I take photos in front of it?
I just feel like after watching it and then listening to the podcast, everyone's voices, like Connie Britton did an amazing job at sounding like her. Like, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying, that like, that did it in the order of where they listen to the podcast and then watch the show. They were worried because they were like, I don't think anybody could recreate it as well as like the podcast, you know? And everybody's really like, well, it's really happy like with how they did it.
Exactly how it happened, which I really appreciate, because I feel like when you read books or see something, then you see the movie or the show, you're like, oh, that's not how they did it. But it's like almost word for word how they did it.
Yeah.
But I'm obsessed and I'm like, how do we get a second season if the story's over?
Yeah, you can't. It's like a limited series. It's like, it's going to be like a true crime story.
Well,
how there's like different.
That's truly upsetting.
Yeah.
Could use more. I want one of them from The Real Story to come on the podcast.
But you know, they could actually like, I'm sure that we could make that happen.
What?
Have like Tara or like
I
the
know,
mom.
Yeah.
They could make it into a movie.
Yeah, but it's like what we've already seen.
Oh, yeah.
I just need more. So we basically we need a Dirty John 2. Don't wish that on anyone.
Yeah.
But
like, oh.
Julia Garner, who plays Tara, is my new favorite actress. She was incredible in Ozark, and she was incredible on The Americans.
Oh, yeah. My sisters watched Ozark and said that They were like, oh, yeah, that's the girl from Ozark. And they love that show.
She's really good
and
in everything.
Like, this show, Dirty John, got Bravo its first Golden Globe nomination ever. Isn't that kind of huge?
Yeah, it is huge.
Bravo's never been nominated for a Golden Globe until Dirty John, which I thought was pretty cool.
I was actually kind of surprised that it was on Bravo.
Good on Bravo. You know, they probably shopped this show around to like a lot of different networks.
Sure. Yeah. Because it seems like it'd be like an HBO type show.
Yeah.
Know, it has that feel. So the fact that it was on Bravo.
There's another one, the show You, which is on Netflix.
I started watching it and I was alone and I got so creeped out to turn it off. I have to watch it in the daytime if I'm going to watch it.
That's a Lifetime show. Like, who expected that from Lifetime?
I don't know, but I do actually want to watch that too.
He's creepy in it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like that. Because Penn Badgley's cute.
And I saw that someone, a girl from one of the seasons of The Bachelor, tweeted something about, like, why does she leave her, she needs to get some curtains or get some blinds or something. And Dean responded and said she likes to be seen, because that's what he says in this show.
Ew.
So creepy.
Ew.
Did not like that. I mean, do we even need to talk about Bird Box? Did you watch it?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Obsessed.
Do you watch scary movies?
No, hate them.
Oh, me too.
I didn't think it was scary.
Oh.
You did?
We watched it on Christmas and I had so much, I was like sore the next day because I was so tense.
Really?
I can't I hate that kind of stuff of like.
It was more gory than scary.
Was it?
Yeah. It was like blood everywhere.
I don't remember all our the and sorry if you haven't watched it yet, then I can't apologize for spoilers because it's everywhere.
Yeah, you got get on
when
that.
The guy from the mental hospital or whatever came in.
Yeah,
that freaked me out.
I knew he was bad news. I literally was like, if I was in the house, I would be like, you're out.
I knew as soon as she brought him in. Oh, but anyways, that was a great movie. It kind of made me want to watch A Quiet Place because I didn't see that one.
Oh, and everybody like said it's the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because I watched that movie and I was like, I put myself in that situation and I was like, if I was in this house and I was in this situation, I would literally just walk outside and look at the thing. Just it's over.
End it.
Like that life seems so miserable. Like
my mom goes, so what? They're just going to live with blindfolds on for the rest of their life?
Yeah.
So
I was like, no, thank you. Like relishing in the taste of a Pop-Tart? Like, no.
I mean, I relate to that, really.
Like one-fourth of a Pop-Tart?
That was the one thing that I thought, you know.
They give the kids, like, the strawberry. They're like, this is what strawberry tastes like. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's how I grew up. I get it. related to that a lot. The Bachelor premiere is tonight.
That's right.
I know. I have only seen the teaser where the girl has the Australian accent, and beyond that, I know nothing. And so I'm kind of excited. I mean, here's the thing with The Bachelor. If you like The Bachelor, you're going to enjoy watching the season, whether you like the lead or not. Like, it just, it's entertaining TV. They're really hyping it up tonight. They're having like multiple premiere watching party, like official parties and in different cities.
Which is like a really cute idea, I think.
It's a great idea because they're involving people from the show, like alumni, and they're involving the fans to go too, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited.
I pick my top three based off just of their bios. So I like don't know any information. I just read their bios and pick my top three.
Who are your top three?
Kaylin, Katie, and Hannah G. So
mine are Kaylin, Hannah B, and Brie with the Australian accent.
Yeah.
Just because I appreciated the humor.
Yeah.
Don't know if she'll be bad news or not.
I usually do fairly well. So we'll see.
What'd you say?
I usually do fairly well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty confident about your selections?
Pretty confident about my selections. Although I did read some spoilers this morning, so.
Oh, so that's why you're confident about your selections?
No. Oh. I made my selections like way, like when they came out with their bios. So that was like early December. I read spoilers today that I will not discuss.
But, this is a spoiler-free podcast. This is a spoiler for Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
When we forget to say spoiler.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Sandra Oh winning her Golden Globe was so everything I needed in my life.
She's everything. And you know what? Last night when I started, because I just started Killing Eve last night, I will watch anything that she's a part of.
Yeah.
I love her as an actress. And I just, I said out loud watching it last night, I was like, wow, I miss her so much on Grey's.
Yeah.
Mark does not, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, look, I found her very endearing last night because we saw her smile for the first time ever. She'd never smiled in Grey's Anatomy or in Killing Eve. She doesn't smile, sure, but she was so lovely last night and smiling, and her parents were there. I have a whole new appreciation for her after the Golden Globes. I still don't love her as an actress, but I like her as a person.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, that's progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we talk about ZipRecruiter?
I'd love nothing more.
This is a new one for us. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of people are, I don't even know how you started this.
Okay, well, kicking off 2019 by planning out which roles that your business needs to hire for is smart. And you know what else is smart? Starting the new year off strong by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Becca to hire the right people. So unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you.
Yeah, so it's a powerful matching technology. It scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, the right education and experience, and actively invites them to apply for your job so that you get the qualified candidates that you're looking for.
Yeah, so that's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S., and this rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews.
Yeah, and right now our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. If you love the show, show your support to it in ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Becca.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Well done.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Sleep Number. I did a lot of sleeping while I was home with my family because it rained so much that we just kind of hung out and laid around. Mark, did you have a restful vacay?
I had to sleep on an air mattress. So we over Christmas, we go to Wisconsin and we stay at my wife's parents' house, and in the basement, which is our living quarters, they have a futon for us to sleep on. And not only does it mess up my back, it's really tiny. And so rather than experience the back pain and just discomfort, they set up an air mattress for me to sleep on. It was fine, but it did make me long for a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah. Well, the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps everyone from parents who are sleeping on air mattresses to pro athletes improve their daily performance through proven quality sleep.
Yeah, so many couples disagree on mattress firmness, but Sleep Number 360 smart beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you.
Yeah, the Sleep Number 360 smart beds are so smart. They sense your every move and automatically adjust to you. Wow. And they keep you sleeping comfortably throughout the night.
And Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. So come on in during the January savings event and save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds.
I haven't gotten my new mattress yet for my room. Oh. This might be my move. Mm-hmm. A smart bed.
Yeah.
Something I didn't know I needed.
Mm-hmm. Until you need it.
Until you need it. Mm-hmm. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide.
Becca, how do you find the store nearest you?
Well, you can visit sleepnumber.com/Becca, and that's how.
What? You have to wait, because then we say sleepnumber.com/Becca.
All right, so we have a very special guest. A lot of our listeners were super excited for this guest, but we have Morgan Stewart in studio.
Hey!
I'm clapping for myself to add yeah. drama.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the OR.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wish everyone could see you. She's dressed so cute.
So cute.
But I look like I have a uniboob. Right? You can't
unsee
it.
No,
no,
you have a good separation.
You can't unsee it. It's a weird, like, form of breast in one ball sort of way, but I've been spreading them apart all day, so it's been working out for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, perfect. I didn't notice. I just feel like when we think about everything that you want to embody as a woman, you're funny, you're beautiful, you're
totally
quick, you're just like so cool.
Thank you. Is everyone hearing this? I'm going to need a recording right after I leave.
No.
Thank you so much.
You know,
I'm not cool.
What's so funny is when I met you, I was like, what?
Do you remember when we met and what was going on?
Of course.
That girl? So we went to a dinner. We met at a dinner for a mutual friend. Do we keep names?
Olivia Culpo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we were at a dinner for her because we're famous. And we were all hanging out. And there was like a girl that was like a friend of hers from like a while ago, I would say. Right? Like before the fame and the money came in. And she just really just kept chirping up into the conversation every second. And she was so nice, but was so unaware of like herself. And like just kind of always like made a weird transition. And we were like, we're talking about other things that you're not involved in. Wasn't it bizarre?
It was so bizarre. But what I loved about you that night is like, you're such a girl's girl. Like, you just made every girl like, and for even for me, I knew no, because it was all like fashion bloggers and that's like so not my world. I literally knew nobody there and you made me feel so welcome. And I was like, you're such a girl's girl. And I love that about you. And like, and it's funny when I posted that you were going to be on the podcast, everyone's like, she is the epitome of a modern woman. I was like,
so
I
know. No, I think that people maybe I think if you see me, you assume I'm different than I am. And then maybe I'm not as friendly, but don't we all assume that about everybody who we think is like pretty or nice or cool?
Totally.
Right? We're like, she can't be nice. But it's like, no. People are genuinely just nice.
Totally.
Well, I also like that when...
Some people.
Which, and it's true.
Some people are nice.
It's... There are some...
It's true. I've met some real... Can I say...
Yeah, we'll take it out. But you just
bleep,
talk.
Bleep, bleep,
we don't
bleep.
Want you to... Yeah. But I like when you do the daily pop and when you do all the stuff with E! News. You're really funny and it's it makes me laugh, but you still are kind. Like, even if you're kind of making fun of someone, it doesn't come across in a mean way, which is really a gift because
truly,
a lot of people can't keep both.
There's nothing worse than saying something that you think is funny that's just mean-spirited and it falls so flat on the ground and it just echoes and you're like, no one laughed at that. I think I've had to learn that a little bit and be in the pocket, but I also feel like I can definitely be a little bit, it's funny bitchy. It's not ever like, let's take this person out.
It's not mean-spirited at all, because I'm sarcastic, and so when I get sarcasm, and so when I watch, I don't get the vibe of like, oh, she's being mean or tearing someone down. It's more just like funny.
Funny, and it's kind of like, I think maybe I'm saying things that like we all kind of, it's unavoidable, we all think that. It's like, this person's in a pink shirt, and people are like, but don't say they're in a pink shirt. It's like, but they're in a pink shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, is there anything that you've ever said on Daily Pop or Nightly Pop that you've kind of been like, oh, I shouldn't have said that? Like, oh, I've put my foot in my mouth?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I've walked that line. Uh-huh. I've been okay. Luckily, watch me tomorrow. I'll be like, this person. No, but I think that I've also, but I think I maybe on Daily Pop especially, I err a little bit more on the safe side. Uh-huh. And I think I always, what I do, rule of thumb for me, which is just shows how self-obsessed I am, I always bring it back to me. Because that's the easiest
right.
thing
well,
to
yeah,
talk about.
Self-deprecation. Totally.
And also just in a way that's not like, you can kind of, if the example's about you, you can make it about other people mm-hmm. as well because you're in on it. I think if you're just like saying something about somebody being like, she looks fat.
Right.
It's like, she looks fat in that, but guess what? I'd look, let me start again. I would look really fat in that. So I can understand that like, you know, she's not, that's yeah. not her best. Pattern.
Flattering. Right, right.
Was that believable? Did that work?
Yeah.
That was hard.
No, that was a really good.
It's true. Like, if you bring yourself into like the messed upness and like you show that you're mm-hmm. not perfect, then everyone's like, oh, we're all in it together.
Totally.
There's this, there's something about, and I think, especially recently, there's this like relatability thing that people crave. So when you're saying something and they're like, oh, I thought that too, or oh, that's how I feel too. It makes people feel connected to you. And I think that's
totally.
That's why people are like, because I always read the comments on what people like when you do your when they post on Instagram.
Oh, God, are they bad? Are they?
Yeah. No, I, was like, oh, I never read comments this
of
is
her.
Scary.
I'm saying I always well, E! News because they're really funny on their whoever runs right. their Instagram is.
They
hilarious.
Are. I shout out to that person who I should know who that is. Just a bunch of people. I love well, it. I know. So good.
Well, there's a bunch of people doing the Instagram.
Yeah.
But I always like to read the comments and everyone's like, oh, my God, she's so funny. She's so funny, which is. Nice, because a lot of Instagram can be mean.
I yeah. don't want to jinx it, but for whatever reason, I've had a really positive feedback overall about just me in general online.
Yeah.
So I think it's, but I just think it's because like, I'm just not, there's so much, people are so fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hide behind everything and pretend like you're not dealing with like the same exact issues mm-hmm. as everyone else is. And like, I think we all are.
Yeah. Totally.
So just to put that out there as much as possible. And not in a way that's like, I'm not extreme about it either. You know, there's some mm-hmm. people that are like, they take a stand and they don't wear makeup for two. It's like, no, I want to look pretty on Instagram.
Right.
And I care a lot about that.
Yeah.
So that's at least real.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've the same way, but I'm just like a cheese ball. Like I'm just like, I'm like a total cheese ball, like very, very cheesy. And it like, I mean, people think it's like annoying. They're like, oh, you're always so happy. And it's like, well, I'd rather be super happy than like
I feel
destructive.
Like you've gotten like one of those comments in the last
year. I know,
like,
it's always that one comment yeah. that you're like.
You always remember the negative over the positive.
Totally.
At least
I get
do.
Like 100 yeah. positive compliments and then I get one mean one. And I'm like. Why did
You've
that
been talking
say
about
that?
It
totally
for like 2 years.
2 years.
Later. I can like memorize the exact DM she got.
Totally. But the thing with you that I actually, so we posted this and I got a lot of like relationship questions about you. And I think the thing that's really interesting is like you have your job,
mm-hmm.
you have your own line.
Yes.
You have a husband.
I do. He's still there.
He's still there.
Yeah.
And you have friends. So you
yeah.
are really like spinning all the plates.
They are spinning.
How do you keep them all spinning?
Well, I think that I'm somebody that if I do something, I commit fully. So like my job is my primary focus at this point. And I think that what I've done to kind of maintain the spinning plates is my husband is now on the same schedule as me. Like we've really had to reacclimate our lives. Like we're both in bed at 8:45, 9 o'clock. Like we go to sleep together. The first few weeks when I was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, which you know a lot about, which is just death warmed over. It does not get, they're like, but you're used to it now and you're done early. I'm like, off. It's hell and I'm not done early. You're done with something at 2 o'clock in LA, that's two errands max.
Yeah.
And by two I mean one and
it's
a half.
True. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have a job for last year and I was like two errands was like my max in general. So I think that he goes to sleep with me, we wake up in the morning, we have coffee, and then I go on about my day. And so we just kind of our whole lives are you just have to be on the same mm-hmm. page. Because yeah. this is just right now. There's gonna be a time where I'm not gonna be doing as mm-hmm. much as I'm doing as early as I'm doing it.
Right.
Yeah. And friends are for weekends. I've also actually that plate has stopped not stopped but have because I feel like in the beginning of doing the shows I was committing to a lot of dinner
mm-hmm.
on Thursday. It's like I can't be at dinner half asleep and literally being like we gotta do so I just rather I'm like no, I'll see you Saturday night or maybe I won't. Like
I'm with you. I am so with you.
And instead of just saying yes for the sake of being like we have plans tonight, like I'm like we can't. Friday's the busiest day I have. Wednesday I'm just
yeah
if I'm not in bed by 8:45 the next day is a disaster for me.
You can like pull it out. Like sometimes I can like pull it out, but on the regular, I'm like, I have to say no to.
Once every 2 weeks, you can pull it out.
Yeah,
like last
yeah.
Friday, I got into a major fight with my husband. I didn't sleep very well. And the next day, I was like in the Thriller video, like dying, dying. He got it when I got home too, because I'm like, you made me bad on camera.
Wait, what do you guys fight about?
He stayed out later than he no, let me start again. He stayed, I don't care if my husband stays out, but he didn't tell me he was staying out later.
Oh.
And then so when I woke up and he wasn't home at 12, I was like, wrong bitch. you got to let me know if you're going to stay out late. Yeah. If you're like, I'm coming home at 6, have a great time. But you can't not tell me, and then I wake up and I'm disoriented and I have to be on camera in the morning.
Right.
So, yeah, I gave it to him real hard.
How long?
Yeah. Oh, who has time for that?
I love it so much.
It's ridiculous. That's
a pretty healthy relationship is the main argument.
Yeah, truly, though.
No, we're a good match for sure.
Yeah. How did y'all meet?
We were friends for a really, really long time, but not like close friends. I was like, hey, he's my brother. No, he was not my brother. He was like three friends removed, and we were in the same circle. I dated some of his friends, and then it was like, oh, it's your turn, and here we are.
Wait, we have a lot of people who write in who have those situations where it's like, my friend, well, I guess it's different because it's like, oh, my friend's ex from a long time ago has been reaching, situations like that where it's like, what are the rules on?
Yeah.
I think if it's two guys that have dated the same girl that are friends, it's different than if the girl dates the guy.
For sure.
Okay.
I just do. But I also think that everything is circumstantial. And I think if you're meant to be with somebody and it works out that way and you met under unfortunate circumstances, nobody has that control.
Yeah.
And I also think if you are going to do it, you have to really make a decision and you have to decide how much you value that girlfriend of yours. Uh-huh. But most girls, doesn't mean you're not a girl's girl. It's just like, if I can really see myself with this person, I should give it a shot. And I think you need to be as honest as possible.
Yeah.
But I also think your friend, if you went to a friend and was like, you haven't dated this guy in like 10 years. And I really think that, like, I think if you have a good friendship, your friend's going to be like, by all means.
By all means.
Yeah. As long as he's not like that ex that like broke you, you're good.
Yeah. You're good. And also you should definitely ask for sure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
10 years.
It's a long time.
Right. Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's all about communication on that front.
For sure.
And then when did y'all get married?
We got married two and a half years ago. So we dated for 2 years and then we got married 2.5 years. So we've been together like 6 years. Was it 6 years or 5 years?
Two and a half is five.
Yeah, but no, I know. High five. No, but I feel like, did we engage? Yeah. Okay, so 5 years. We've been together 5 years.
Was there
an extra year? I'm going to ask him real quick. He's going to be like, what are you talking? I don't know who you are. Yeah, so 5.5 years, like what
okay,
I said.
Okay, we'll go 5 years. Yeah,
5 years in total.
But how did you know he was the one?
Oh, in 3 dates.
Really?
Oh, no, that's not like a line. That's like a legitimate. I remember we were having sushi. Maybe it was even the second date. I literally, like, we sat there and we really had nothing to say, but it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just kind of looked at him and I was like, my mom's going to like you. Yeah, I guess this is what's going to happen. So, cool. Like, it just was like, it wasn't like, oh my God, is he going to marry me? It was like, okay, I guess we're here now. So let's make sure that ring is pretty. It was very seamless. And actually, 2 weeks before he proposed, I was talking to my mom in my kitchen because I was 26 at the time, I want to say. And I kind of was like, he's nowhere near this. And I wasn't ready to get married, but I was like, if we're not going to get married, then I'm just going to go blow other people. There's no reason to stay in this relationship till I'm 31 and then be like, oh, it's not for you.
Yeah.
So right. I needed to know we were either moving on in a direction or like I'm going and sleeping with other people.
Right.
But then literally 3 days later, she had no idea. He proposed out of nowhere. I had no idea. He asked my mom and dad the night before. Had no clue.
Hey, I love that.
Yeah.
I know. I love that, too.
Three dates in.
You seem like you'd be hard to surprise, too. So I have to.
I was completely surprised. Yeah. I had no idea. He set up this whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does he have cool friends? I feel like I asked you this at our dinner.
He does, but like, it's weird. Like, no.
Okay.
Like, yes, but no.
Okay. Like, you like them, but
and it's not like both of us have very spread out friends, so it's not like a group. He doesn't have some like great single guy friend, or I would set you up with him.
Appreciate that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Is he from here?
We're both from here.
Oh, wow.
Born and raised. Like literally like a few blocks from each other.
Oh. So did y'all go to high school and stuff?
No, we went to different high schools. He went to school in the Valley and I went to school on the other side. But
have you guys ever been approached of doing like a newly married show or something?
No, I think that was like a tossed around and then they were like, no. And then that was it.
Okay.
Which was just,
because I think I would enjoy that.
No, it would have done well. But I think if that was going to happen, it needed to happen like right after
marriage.
Rich Kids ended and then.
Would you want to do like a show where it was like your life now?
No.
No?
No. Never say never. But I think that like the path I'm on is the path that I've always wanted to be on.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just going to focus on that. It's easier too.
Yeah.
I'm also too developed in my own work ethic now to probably bring someone else on.
Yeah.
Like my husband at least.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep it separate.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It's easier.
We actually got an interesting question for you, if you don't mind me asking.
Ask.
Best relationship advice for making your marriage with
Is it Brendan?
Yes, Brendan. I think it's really just about sort of the kind of being on the same page about things that you're doing. I really just believe, like, you can't live, like, if you start to live separate lives, like, there's a healthy balance, but mm-hmm. I think the second you start to go off in your own path and this person's going off in their own path and you're not, there's no connection anymore mm-hmm. and you're both so focused on what you're doing, I think it's really about just making the decision that, like, you're going to do most things together.
I mean, this makes me so happy.
I think that's what it is. And it's like, I'm not somebody that's like, he's not an Instagram husband at all. I wish he was a little bit more.
Isn't it? It's kind of nice that he's not. I mean, there's something nice about that.
Yes, but it's always like, we have to have a conversation. Like, every time we go somewhere, I'm like, you're going to have to take my photo here. So don't be in a bad mood about it. And he just, you know, so we're very like, we're like a real life couple. We're not like an online couple. Like, he makes an appearance every few weeks. Like, I'm honey.
Yeah. Right.
Well, people. You know what's so crazy? I went to the Victoria's Secret fashion show, and a lot of the girls brought their either boyfriends or husbands who are photographers or Instagram husbands. And part of me, like, up until this point, and I still feel this way after I got over the high of it, but I was like, wow, like, how, I don't know, it's all so intertwined that you don't get a break.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's all you think about, because it's like, oh, we got to take my picture, or we got to do this, we got to do this content, whatever. But at the Victoria's Secret show, I was like, wow, oh, it'd be kind of nice to have someone just following me around the time and traveling with me, who was just snapping.
And your husband, like, my husband also is so annoyingly the best photographer, too.
Oh.
And he, like, gets the angle.
Oh.
So, but he hates doing it. So I'm like, ugh, just accept it.
Is he in the entertainment industry?
No, he does real estate.
Oh.
Yeah. So nice. We did the show together, and then he's no longer in it.
So good.
Yes.
Yeah. Great.
And he's a funny one. He's funny.
It's just so good.
Same humor as
Morgan
you?
Stewart.
Thank you.
You are really just killing it at life.
I love you. He's very, you know, different humor. He's funny. He's funny. That's, like, actually one of the things that I think works with us. Like, he genuinely makes me laugh. Uh-huh. And I'm like, that's not easy to do. Because I'm usually the one that's so on all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, you know.
Yeah.
But he's funny, but not the same humor. Just more like, it's more soft.
Does he watch your shows?
Yes.
He does?
He does. He gave me a note. He's like, you got to slow down a little bit. I'm like, who asked?
Wait, slow down.
Like, the prompter's like, you got to take just a little breath after the period. I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks so much.
No.
Yeah. But he's right.
Yeah. Well, the worst experience of my life was being told, actually for KTLA, they were told that I had read a prompter before. I was like guest filling in for Sam Rubin.
That prompter.
And it was the worst experience of my life. I've never been so mortified. And it's live, you know, it's not like, let's do that again. That was terrible.
You weren't bad.
Yeah.
I watched it.
It was really, really bad.
It wasn't bad.
It's like a lot. It's hard.
Prompter is like one of the scariest things on planet Earth. I'm so bad at it. I just messed it up. That's why I was 15 minutes late too, because I just couldn't say the word. Philosophical today was the one I got hung up on. I was like, philosophical. Like, what? I could not do it. Could not say it.
Who's your, like, celebrity couple that you love the most right now? You know, it changes.
I like John and Chrissy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I just think that they're real. I think they have a real life. I think they have two babies. I think she's exactly who she seems to be. And I'm just into them.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, of the trend couple person. I like people that have, like, made it through some and they're, like, hanging out still.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like the trendy couple right now.
I feel like Nick and Priyanka are trendy.
Yeah. Good call.
So they're the ones that are, like, they're in it right now. So I'm happy for them.
What about Blake and Ryan?
Oh, good one.
Yeah,
I like them.
I think that would be mine.
They've made a decision to kind of stay out of the spotlight. And like, she's just making food and raising those babies and going out on a red carpet when she needs to be there. Yeah,
but
ready, Sinha.
But I'm like so over the celebrities that are like, I like to be private. Because I'm like, you're a celebrity. Like, you signed up to not have a private life.
No, that is not true.
That is
they're
true.
They're actors. It's not like they're like Instagram influencers.
It depends. Yeah, I agree.
No.
Yeah, a little bit more. I think obviously there's going to be speculation, but like, these people also use it to their advantage. There are stories that are planted. People are there introduced
True.
To people. So it's also like, make the decision. Like, are you Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes who are like, we are not
off
doing anything together.
Yeah.
We are off the grid. We show up to do our job and that's it. Or are you like, you know, other people that are like that?
Okay, let's peel back the curtain a little bit on Nightly Pop. What's the difference between the two?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah. Nightly Pop is like a completely uncensored nighttime show. Like the vibe, I want to just be able to explain, like the vibe is different. Like Daily Pop, I'm there. I kind of sit in that third chair. Mm-hmm. Justin's obviously a close friend of mine. We've been friends for a long time. Chris is kind of like the anchor and like the captain of the ship. And it's just like a little bit of like tidbits and we throw things out there. And it's just a little bit more like, it's just more day. Nightly Pop is like your sort of like Chelsea Handler without the guests vibe.
So it's just...
It's me. Uh-huh. Hunter March, okay. Nina Parker, and it's like a raw, uncensored, unfiltered, fun, like nighttime show where you talk about some real stuff. Pop culture centric, but it's just done in a way that's like when you're on at 10:30 at night, you can say some more things.
Right.
Got it.
Like so a little more.
It's just more edgy and a little bit more raw, let's say.
Yeah. Okay.
Live television at 10 o'clock in the morning is a little bit more buttoned up.
Yeah. It's kind of like for our morning show. The 6 and the 7 o'clock hour are, like, a little bit younger.
Yeah.
And then we can, like, we can say sex after, like, 8 a.m.
Yeah. Like, so, exactly. Yeah. So, on Nightly Pop, lots of f**ks. Daily Pop, no f**ks.
Right,
really?
Right.
No. And they can air?
Well, no, we bleep it, but it's still, like, you can't bleep it on live television.
Got
like,
it.
Like, it's not yeah, the yeah, move.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
It's like when you're drunk at brunch versus drunk at night.
Yeah.
You're a different drunk. You're like, yeah. I'm having a mimosa, and then you're like, I'm a little, and I have a headache. At night, you're like, let's go do it.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Just me.
No, that was a great comparison. Yeah. I like that. I understood that.
Daily Pop is like the baby shower you're going to and you're having a little bit of fun. But Nightly Pop is like, are we going to see Tiesto after?
Yeah, that's like the bachelorette party.
Yeah. I don't know why I said Tiesto. I don't even.
Yeah, I was like 2015.
Like, why? Edit that out.
No, we're keeping that.
Edit that out. They told me to say Tiesto.
Yeah.
Easton, stop it.
Yeah. Steve Aoki.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Who's another good DJ?
Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris. Exactly. Look at us. Tiesto. Knowing everything.
Okay, wait. I just have like so many things.
Yes.
Did anyone? You said a lot of people asked some questions.
Stand by.
I'm scared.
Morgan Stewart, daily routines, little things that you love to do almost daily.
That I love to do?
Mm-hmm.
Shower.
Okay.
You drink coffee, you said.
I drink coffee.
Are you a healthy eater?
No. I'm really not a healthy eater.
Like, give me, what's unhealthy? Like, what do you eat?
Like, I'm eating everything I want. Like, okay. If I'm having two slices of pizza, I'm having two slices of pizza. Like, I'm not doing kale salad. Like, I'm eating a Caesar salad. I really just, that's so annoying. I eat really whatever I want. I drink a lot of soda.
What kind?
How do you look like this?
I love Coca-Cola.
I drink Dr. Pepper. Like, it's like.
Oh, my God. My nipples are hard. I love a Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper is like champagne. It's like the expensive one. Coca-Cola. I love a cream soda.
Wow.
Easton, stop. Cream soda. What else do I like? Dr. Pepper, Coke, cream soda.
Do you exercise?
Yeah, I go to like Pilates like on average once a week at this point because I'm just. Yeah, but
She goes nonstop. Genetics, but she's going nonstop. Genetics. She's a busy girl.
It is.
If I consume that much soda, I would literally be like Puff the Magic Dragon.
But I'm having one a day. I'm not having like nine a day.
Still, if I was eating two pieces of pizza and a Coca-Cola,
you look so
tiny,
by the way.
Well, I eat kale.
Kale, it's
thank
the
you.
Worst,
but
right?
No, I actually enjoy it.
Oof, I don't like it.
I like eating healthy. I really
Tanya
do.
Tanya has that personality where she can say something out loud and somehow warp her brain into believing what she's saying.
It's true.
By the way, that what do you mean? That's every famous person in the world. They're like, no, that's the right way to do it.
Like, kale is delicious.
Yeah,
I love a kale salad. Oh. Give me all the water.
Really?
Yeah, like, honestly, I think if I drank soda, I would literally vomit.
I drink a lot of water.
Which okay, helps.
Well, was that good. Not interesting for you guys to know that? I'm sorry.
No, I feel like people, it's consistently.
No one cared about that.
It's
okay.
Consistently what people talk about when it comes to like good skin, losing weight.
You know what they say? Water. The difference between a raisin and a grape are?
Water.
Water.
Becca, you knew that was the answer, right?
That?
Water.
Water. I assumed.
Yeah. Okay.
I assumed where it was going.
Yeah. Because I was like, wait, was that wrong?
It's definitely not Dr. Pepper, I'll tell you that much.
Should be.
Yeah, that's all I do. I mean, you know, my days are weird now because I'm getting my hair and makeup done so early.
Yeah.
When you're not working, do you wear makeup?
No. I hate wearing makeup. I hate getting my makeup. I don't hate getting my makeup done if I have to go to an event on Saturday night and it's like for fun. But every day, getting your makeup done at an hour when your face is like not depuffed, you're not fully awake. It's not
the move.
Fun. Like
it's
my
not,
acne
yeah.
above my upper lip today isn't good. Did you see it? You notice it?
Looks beautiful.
Thank you.
We were talking about this earlier. Do you vision board?
I don't vision board. Should I?
No,
I just manifest in my head and say things out loud in my car. And people next to me are like, psychopath.
I, for some reason, find it like fun and therapeutic. Like I make like a full on like with like a paper mache, like where I like cut out of magazines and like put my year like on a piece of paper.
Oh, my God. It's... We're such different people.
I
Wait, when's your birthday?
Guess. Don't tell her. I don't know if you know.
I have a guess.
I want to go October.
October what?
26.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. You seem like a Scorpio.
Scorpio. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
What are you?
I'm Gemini.
No.
May 22nd.
No.
That's my dad's birthday.
Okay, daddy. Okay. Wait, May 22nd, by the way, the 22nd of May, stunning birthday.
But wait.
Like, people want to get married on that day. Like, it happens on that day.
Are you, like, a true Gemini? Like, do you have, like, two sides?
No. See, that's the misconception. It doesn't mean you have two sides. It means you can see every situation from different perspectives.
That's what every Gemini says.
That's the fact. But also, I'm not a June. I'm not a June Gemini. A June Gemini, the worst. They're, that's, like, weird. Different.
Yeah.
But May, like, is, Dr., like, sparkly
fun. What is it, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm also a little cuspy. But I'm... May, I'm Gemini,
Taurus.
Virgo rising, and then I'm Aries moon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you really?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you guys your charts if you guys send me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What is your birthday?
I'm October 30th. I'm a Scorpio.
You?
I'm a Cancer, July 18th.
So you're sensitive.
Very sensitive.
All the people in my life are Scorpios. My dad. Look at us having dad things in common. My best friends. The woman that waxes my vagina is a Scorpio.
Oh, great.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah. Wow.
Strong.
I do that. I don't laser. I need to get on that.
I know, same.
I talked about this on the podcast. I got a wax for the first time, and I don't know that anything will ever be more painful than that.
Oh, my God. When then they put the stick in the middle to hold them up. No? Cool.
They didn't do
no,
that.
No, I'm kidding. Ha, ha, ha.
Do you have a flappy vagina?
No, I have a gorgeous vagina. Should I take a photo of it for you now?
Yeah, actually.
But waxing is not, it's not good after a while.
Do you know what's funny? Is we have like a full-on podcast about the different vagina types, and I've never gotten more response. And
yeah, people really enjoy
it. No, mine is very tucked in and tight.
Nice.
I swear to God, that's not me lying. It's everything folds in. It's not like waving in the wind.
It's not like curtains.
No, it's not. If I have curtains, there better be a pickle and a sauerkraut on the side and some rye bread. An extra mayonnaise at Nate Mills. Because I don't want you to chew on that. I want you to... This is getting weird. Help me. I'm so scared.
The way Nate Niles is like the hidden gem in Beverly Hills. Oh. The hottest guys go there by themselves.
What do you
Nate
mean?
Niles.
Hello. I've been going there since I was like a fetus.
I just discovered it. And I was like, literally two hot guys were eating lunch like by themselves. I was like, this is like.
Guarantee you I know them.
Really?
For sure.
Hook a sister up.
Where is such this?
Okay.
It's
I gotta
on
get
Beverly
this
Glen?
Beverly. It's on Cannon.
Cannon.
No. It's on Beverly Drive.
Is that Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Where did you like figure this out? When did you find this out?
Maybe like 2 months ago. I've been four times since.
Oh my God. Get after it.
Yeah.
Getting after those pickles, literally and figuratively.
It's literally like old families and like hot babes, like by themselves. I'm like,
that's
what is happening?
So interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pauline and I hit it.
Oh.
Hit it real hard.
Oh yeah, you did. That's what she said.
Okay. Back on topic here.
Tell me.
I don't even know.
How did you start your line? Is it just athleisure?
It is just athleisure.
It is really cute.
It is really cute. I will get you guys some stuff. Gail, I need all of their addresses. somebody approached me at the last season of Rich Kids, and I was like, fine. And I don't think they knew what they were getting into. I don't think they expected me to, like, because a lot of people, celebs, whatever you want to say, do collaborations, and they're like, this is what we're doing, and then you put your name on it.
Right.
I am so involved in every single step of this process. Like, I am a psychopath about
it's
it.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's very curious. Like, I give them every single thing about it, whether it's the color, whether it's the design, the bra. I do literally everything.
I feel like they're very slimming.
They are very flattering no matter what you look
like,
or what body type you have. They're high-waisted. They suck you in. And they're not even, like, the tightest. It's just, if you have a higher-waisted legging, it's just more flattering.
Uh-huh. Beyond.
It's just more flattering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything about the line, I'm very, very proud of it.
And, like, the best colors.
And, by the way, I am a stickler for color. I really am. Like, I am actually, I will say I'm pretty good at that stuff. I know a color that's going to translate well.
Oh,
and yeah. I've made sure of it. And like, I did that red, and now every other bitch is doing that red. Just
that
like,
red is
that red is everywhere because I started it.
Yeah,
where can people get that?
They can get it. We're only doing online and some like little boutiques, but you can get it on Revolve, and you can get it on thecollective.com.
Is all that linked through your Instagram?
Yes. But the Instagram is TLA by Morgan Stewart, so you can get it through the link there. Yeah. That's the best way to get
it. How do you say it?
TLA.
But is it just TLA?
It's TLA by Morgan Stewart, but TLA, yeah.
Oh, why did I think it was like two?
Yeah, yeah. We've moved on. There's a lot of twists and turns.
Side note, TLAM is, were you in a sorority?
No.
Oh, it's like I was a Theta, Kappa Alpha Theta, and that's like our, like TLAM means Theta Love and Mine. That's like how we sign all of our cards.
Wow, that is some dark shit.
So you should go to like the Theta houses and try and sell your stuff, because I guarantee you they will snatch it like that.
Well, okay, Thetas.
Theta Love and Mine.
They didn't.
Are you shocked to hear that she was heavily involved in a sorority?
No, I'm not. I feel like where did you go to college?
University of Arizona. I was a Kappa Alpha Theta.
Yeah. You had fun?
Yeah. So much
freaking
fun.
Budweiser there and tanning. Did you have a Playboy Bunny little stamp earlier? Tanning
for sure.
Bed? By the way, what do we do if we're white? I need to go to the tanning salon and I know it's bad for you.
No, you
okay,
can't.
But here's
the
thing.
What do I do? Get a Mystic? Look at my hand color.
No, Mystic.
Here's the thing. I know it's bad for you. But it is the best color
ever
when you go to the tanning.
And when you start to sizzle a little in the butt, you're like, no, Danny. Like, it's just the best. You're doing porn in the Val so quick.
Or just me. No, you can't do that. So bad for your skin.
But really, it is the best color.
I mean, alcohol and cigarettes are bad for your skin, too. So, which I don't smoke. Nope. No. I don't. I don't smoke. Like what? A Juul sometimes? Yeah. Who doesn't smoke a Juul?
I don't.
Oh, it's like makes you cool.
Really?
No. Don't smoke a Juul. Disgusting. Actually, like smoking a computer part.
I went and I grabbed my sister's because I thought I'd just like take a little puff. I didn't even know what it was. They always do it. I inhaled so heavily and started like aggressively choking. I thought I was going to throw up. I'll never do it again.
Yeah, I can't smoke anything. Like inhalation is just not my thing.
Not your thing.
We're weak. Mm-hmm. We're weak over here in these parts.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for scrubbing in today.
Oh my God, so much fun. This is the best thing I've done all day.
Wow. Can you tell everybody where they can watch you, where they can find you all
the
time?
Oh God, you find me so many places. Okay, so you can watch me on Daily Pop every day at noon on E, and then you can watch me on Nightly Pop on Mondays at 10:30. It's not nightly, but it will be soon. And then you can find
weekly, right?
Yeah. It's weekly, but it's called nightly. It's a whole thing. And then you can follow me on Instagram at Morgan Stewart, and then you can go to TLA after that. There's a lot of steps.
There's a lot. But that's great.
There's
so much
a lot
going on.
Yeah,
it's like
a good thing.
It's a building of something, let's hope.
Sidebar, when we turn the microphones off, there is somebody that I need to ask you about off the air.
Wow, what a tease.
Yeah.
Really, well, just a tease right there.
For the next podcast.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There we go. Oh, leave in one more. Yeah.
You know, we are a People's Choice Award winning podcast.
By the way, I guess you didn't get to go to that award show. I didn't.
Why?
I don't know. Wasn't invited. I went to the after party. It's fine.
That's so
we
weird.
We didn't get invited to the after party. So.
That's amazing, though.
Yeah, thank you.
People
it was,
are voting
it was
for
really
you.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a big deal. We beat Oprah.
Ethan, are you single?
I'm married.
Oh, all the good ones are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Damn it.
And he is one of the best.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank
Love
you,
you
for coming on. My skin has been struggling because of the travel. It is cold here in LA right now.
It is cold.
And I'm still kind of getting used to adjusting the temperature in my house. So it's either like really hot or really cold.
Mine's always cold.
My downstairs is always cold.
Yeah, same.
And then upstairs is hot. But anyways, I feel like my skin's been through it. So I've been really focusing in on the BioClarity, which is a garden-given skin love and beauty brand that wants to help you achieve glowy, beautiful skin. So what healthy eating does for your body, BioClarity does for your face.
That is correct, Becca. So they have the Essentials Routine that cleanses, restores, and hydrates. It's the best for normal to dry skin. It contains hydrating plant extracts, plus Floralux, chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, argan, olive, and shea. It softens your skin, minimizes redness, and reduces pore size, and it evens out skin tone and texture.
Yeah. BioClarity's green skincare line offers essential products to help clear up the skin, calm your skin, and keep it balanced and on track with daily nutrients. Also, I'm really, really into face masks, especially when my skin's like dehydrated and needs extra love. So I'm trying to do three-ish masks a week. And my favorite one of my favorites is the BioClarity Clarifying Mask. It evens out the skin tone and texture, also shrinking the appearance of my pores, which I've noticed as I've gotten older.
pores get bigger.
Do they really?
I feel that. Mine do. And the best part is that it doesn't dry out the skin, which is what I need.
So take the first step to healthier, more radiant skin. There's that word, radiant.
Wow.
By going to bioclarity.com. And right now for our listeners, when you purchase a skincare routine, you'll get a free clarifying mask with your order. That's a $25 value for free. But you need to enter the code Becca at checkout.
Yeah, so go to bioclarity.com and use our code Becca at checkout to get your free clarifying mask when you purchase a routine. That's bioclarity.com and enter our code
Becca. All right, so we've been talking about, you know, the new year, and I think a lot of people with the new year set, you know, healthy habits, just wanting to create a healthier lifestyle. And you can ditch the expensive gym memberships, personal trainers, and nutritionists. But with Noom, they can help educate you on a healthier lifestyle and habits, which is what I was talking about. Noom doesn't say that you can't have certain foods. It just teaches you about moderation.
Yeah. So weight loss is in the palm of your hand, literally. It's on your phone whenever and wherever you need it. You don't have to be a celebrity to have a personalized training or your own support team. Your goal specialist is a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, and a fitness trainer all in one. So it's a community that's there for you. You can have group discussions with fellow Noom members to keep you encouraged and held accountable. And it's all for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or personal trainer.
Yeah, it's seriously, it's so easy. You just have to take the 30-second quiz and then they email you a custom course that will help you reach the goal that you want. So it's designed for results. You meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom.com/Becca. That's Noom.com/Becca.
What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.
Nothing but wait. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Visit Noom.com/Becca to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/Becca. Start losing weight for good.
So if I read emails over the phone, would that sound okay? Because you could just read them yourself if it sounds bad.
No, I think it sounds great.
Okay, just making sure. We have some issues sometimes with the quality of these phone calls. an anonymous email. I'm one of three in a friend group that we've been dating. Sorry, we set that over again. I am one of three in a friend group. We've been friends for a while now. Long story short, they're both dating people I can't stand. I have zero interest in talking to their boyfriends, to them about their boyfriends, and especially do not care to hang out with them and their boyfriends. And to make things more complicated, I'm dating one of their brothers.
Mm.
I don't know what to do. How do I learn to live with it? How can I be kinder and more accepting of it? I'm so stuck, and I just want input. Or at the very least, would like to laugh at your commentary over the podcast to help me cope.
I don't know. I mean, this one's tough to me because it's so intertwined. Like, is she dating one of her friend's brothers or one of the boyfriend's brothers?
I believe it's one of her friend's brothers.
Yeah, it sounds like it's one of the friend's brothers. She just doesn't, is really kind of irrelevant-ish because I think the bigger issue is she doesn't like her two best friend's boyfriends.
Right.
That's like the big thing.
What do you do in a situation?
Honestly, I've been there and unfortunately, I was younger at the time, so I did speak up about it, my dislike. And I think that it's better for you, Anonymous, to just to keep your mouth shut and just grin and bear it and just be there. Like, just because you don't like your friend's boyfriends doesn't mean that your friends are any different, you know? So I think you just have to stay with, you know, keep your friendships the same, and you just have to grin and bear it, because I wish I hadn't said anything in the past, because it's not for you to say, you know, like who somebody's dating is totally up to them. And, you know, they might have a different relationship that you don't see, and they might see a different side of that person that you don't particularly see. So I would just say not to like get involved. I would say don't speak up about your dislike and just like grin and bear it.
I think
maybe make some new friends. I
wish there was like a reason, if it's something that is like a concern, like it's something where you don't feel like they treat her well, or like it's something more serious than just not liking their personalities. Maybe that would be, I feel like that would be more of a reason that you could speak up. But I think that it will hurt your friendship because they're in a relationship with that person, and so they're going to feel awkward coming around you and bringing their relationship around you if you've expressed that you don't like being around them. So then it's just going to put a strain on your friendship. So I think if you don't want that strain, then you need to do what Tanya said and just like accept it for what it is and try to spend time with them one-on-one and not, you know, as couples.
Yeah. And I think also too, like, if it is something that's like drastic, like he's like a serial killer and you know his past, I would
if he's
say
Dirty John.
Yeah, I would definitely say speak up. But in any other situations, like what you think is not a great quality in a potential partner might not be how they feel, you know? So it's like, it's really not for you.
And sometimes like love is blind in the sense that like something that normally might be so annoying about other people you've dated, when you meet someone that you really care about, you don't see that as annoying.
Right.
And it might be like other people from the outside are like, how does she not see that?
Totally.
But I think that for the sake of y'all's friendship, if that friendship is as important to you as my friendships are to me, then I would just accept it. Maybe they don't work out and it'll work out for everyone involved.
It's a moot point at that point.
Yeah. So,
you like that word I used?
It reminds me of Friends. Oh, when he thinks it's a moot point.
Yeah.
Like a cow's opinion. doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I think that was pretty good advice. Yeah.
I feel good about that.
I feel good about that too.
Hey, what's up? I'm Stephanie Pratt. You may know me from The Hills.
And I'm Wells Adams from like Bachelor in Paradise. And I don't know, I date someone that's
famous. Okay, you guys, he's Wells Adams, Sarah Hyland's boyfriend.
Can that not be my moniker?
It should be.
So when we start the show, you're just going to be like, hey,
Wells,
it's Steph Pratt.
Enough about you.
And this Sarah Hyland's boyfriend. We're going for it.
Enough about Wells. This is actually the Pratt cast.
Yeah.
And it's going to be about The Hills, and we'll be talking about things you can't hear anywhere else, having castmates come on, talking about Wells' dating life with Sarah.
You brought it back to me!
I know! I was looking at you, my bad.
They've locked us in this freaking studio together, and they won't let us out until we have your new favorite obsession, so please subscribe to Prattcast after you finish this episode, or just do it right now, because you're probably bored of this episode.
And literally, we want to get out. It's lunchtime.
Yes, I'm sweating right now.
Ew! Can we turn on the air?
Yeah.
Gross!
All right, on three. 1, 2, 3.
You won't regret it.
We're doing something new this week. We have an email that's particularly juicy. We're going to have you give your opinions. We're going to get the opinions of all the other shows in the iHeartRadio podcast family. Ben and Ashley, Dean, Vanessa, and Jared, Jana, maybe Stephanie Pratt. I don't know. But we're just going to give it to everybody and get all the different opinions and see what people think, okay?
Great.
All right, so here we go. My boyfriend of 6 months and I are very happy. And I have been on cloud 9. But on New Year's Day, I found something in his phone that worried me. Here is the situation. We had used his phone to take pictures on New Year's Eve. So the next day, I grabbed his phone and said, I'm going to send myself the pictures so I can have them too. He said, okay, great. While doing so, with his full knowledge, I wasn't stooping, I saw a naked picture of him that he had taken in the mirror that morning. Taken aback, I kind of kept it to myself. I didn't want to embarrass him, but my mind kept racing. Why did he take that? Did he send it to someone? Eventually, I just asked him. And his response was, oh, yeah, I'm trying to get myself back into shape and get some self-confidence after the holiday season of eating and drinking like crap. And so I wanted kind of a starting point. He's also a personal trainer, and he's been considering training for physique competitions in the new year, so he wanted to use the picture for that as well. Don't know why below the waist would be included, but whatever. I don't have any reason to not believe him, but I also don't want to be naive. He's such a great boyfriend, and I've completely trusted him up until now. Am I just being paranoid, or would you be worried too?
What? Becca smirking.
I'm torn on this because if I put myself in her shoes, I would have the exact same mindset that she has. But from an outsider's perspective and reading like how he reacted so casually and didn't get defensive or anything, I almost feel like maybe he... I don't know. I feel like guys like to look at themselves. They're, you know, things.
Ew.
Like, I feel like guys are, like, excited and proud of that. So I feel like if he, like, wanted to do, like, a picture where he's doing, like seeing how he's, what's the word? Like getting...
Growing?
Like, getting bigger, but I'm trying to say, like, his physique. Oh, like getting... changing.
Oh.
Yeah, but why does he have
progress.
To make it for that?
Progress photos. I'm just saying.
I'm going to tell you what I think.
Okay.
I don't think he's cheating. What I would be concerned about is... what's going on down there? He's sending this photo to some doctor. I would maybe contact his doctor to see if he has some sort of...
this is not a doctor medical case.
No, that's not.
Are you sure?
Yes, this is not a medical case.
It wasn't a close-up of his junk. It was his whole body.
Because I'm telling you, I have had to send photos of things to my dermatologist.
Yeah, but you probably send up-close photos. You're not sending a full nude.
You don't know. They might want to examine the skin tone on... I don't know.
This is terrible advice. Anonymous, don't listen.
I would look through his doctor or his phone log and see if he's been calling his doctor.
I will let you know if Ben, Ashley, Dean, Vanessa, Jared, Stephanie, or Janet, any of them come up with a similar angle. That is
no,
a Tanya
that would be
angle
the, that is
only.
Only Tanya angle. A medical issue, she says. I don't. I'm so torn.
As a guy, I've never taken a picture of that or of me in that state or ever would. Now, I'm not part of that generation, so maybe it's different now, but I don't get this. I feel like there's got to be some other motive.
But also, like, being someone who has taken nudies and sent them to somebody before, you don't put your face in them. So the fact that he, like,
yeah,
has
I don't
his
think
face
guy,
and...
I don't think guys are
oh,
as,
guys
like,
don't
cautious.
Think like that?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Which brings me back to the doctor theory.
Okay.
All right. So she has two options. Guys don't show their face if they're sending sex photos or it's a medical issue. Well, everyone's probably going to give great advice, and here we are with medical issues and progress pics.
I think stay alert. I think this could be bad news, and I think it could be... I think he could be sending this out to males or females.
Wow. I think I would stay alert, but I wouldn't. I would just be aware if you see multiple of these types of things. I'd be aware. I just feel like if he was guilty of something, which I don't know. I know people can be really good liars, but he would have been more like defensive. And
was Dirty John defensive?
Yeah. Yes, he was. He was, like, scary.
But, like,
I don't know. I think this is a good excuse. He just kind of pulled out. I think he's a
good people
liar.
Are, like, really good at lying. Yeah. Like, they just, like, it's almost like...
She said, this is my thing, though. I feel like normally there's signs of, like, you see something in someone and then you see something like that and you're like, oh, that's... all those little signs were leading up to something like this.
No, this is sign number one.
Oh, you think this is sign number one?
Yeah. Because look, no matter how in shape he gets, that thing's not changing.
Maybe he wanted to see if it did. Maybe he's doing like steroids and wants to see if it gets smaller or something.
Do males' penises not grow with age? Can we say penises?
Yeah, it's a medical term.
Yeah, I don't.
It's anatomy.
I don't think they do.
They don't grow?
Well, there's more of a gravitational pull.
Okay, first of all, Matt is like cackling in the corner to himself. So that really blessed my heart because he's been pretty non-responsive this entire podcast.
He's with a
that.
Tough audience.
He's Matt. A tough audience with that. Got a giggle from Matt. So, yeah, I would imagine that guys' penises would grow a little bit.
Okay, we're getting off topic here.
Yeah, I think we are.
Maybe he wants to measure it.
And send it to his doctor.
I'm sticking with my doctor. I'm sticking with the doctor theory.
Well, that's a nice way to take yourself out of it, Tanya.
Yeah.
Way to separate yourself.
I looked it up. By age 21, it's full size. It's not going to get any bigger.
Oh, okay. All right.
I feel like here's my thing. Here's what I think. He's either doing progress photos and just wants to see what it all looks like as a full image. Or he's sending them out, Snapchatting, sending
them
out.
Those are the only options.
You gave another one?
Oh, okay.
But I would just be aware. But I also don't I don't know, because you don't want it to like ruin their relationship if it's nothing.
I don't think it's nothing.
Okay, I would say go with your gut.
Yeah.
If it feels like it's what is the term? If it feels like
a skunk and it looks like a skunk, then it's definitely a skunk.
Yeah. Something like that.
Matt, you're a guy. Do you ever take naked pictures in front of the mirror?
A full body?
I think the important question here is, was everything down or at attention? Because if it was down, there was nothing sexy about that. Those are just progress pictures.
Oh. Wow. Wow. Yeah. What a true crime detective here.
Wow. If it was down. Mark, can we find out?
Somebody on our staff will have this woman's email.
Yeah, so we need to know. Out. That is a crucial piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Like, was she... She was was Princess Sophia down for the count, or was Kroll. She Kroll the Warrior King? Was he on all fours or down?
Downward dog
or
tree pose?
Pigeon.
What's pigeon?
Not sure.
Eagle.
Eagle.
Huh. We don't do yoga, so
yeah.
Anyways, we would like an update on this, and then we'll have real advice. And Tanya's face to me says, if it's down, it could be a medical issue.
If it's down, it could be a medical issue. It really could.
All right,
by the way, I'm going to laugh real hard if I'm actually right and it was a medical thing.
I would never, ever believe that, even if you said that was the case.
I just mark my words if it actually does happen. Okay, moving on. Okay.
Before we move on, wrap it up, I do want to get Tanya's picks, because I think a lot of people trust Tanya's opinions on things. A lot of people relate to Tanya. And since in her prep for last night, she watched nearly every film and television show in the world, what are your favorites? What should people really, because there's so many movies and TV shows right now.
Yeah, great.
What are the ones that people should prioritize in your opinion?
Okay. Thank you for that, because I actually gave my predictions on this e-show, and I predicted pretty spot on, which was shocking to me even when it was going on. I think in terms of movies, to me, Green Book was the top. That one is like the top of the game. Everything about it is fantastic. The story, it's a true story of a true friendship. It's exactly what we need to see as America right now. It's beautiful. It's like understanding and love, and it's so layered, and their acting is fantastic. And I watched it with my parents, and my dad was laughing. So it's like really just that one's at the top for me. Bohemian Rhapsody, very high up there as well. Rami Malek is like everything.
There were a lot of disgruntled people about that win.
They're wrong.
Oh.
They're wrong. A Star is Born did not deserve to win Best Drama. It didn't. We've seen that movie three times now.
Who were the nominees for it?
With Ashley on that.
Yeah.
Who were the nominees of that?
It's, it was A Star is Born, Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Klansman, Black Panther, If Beale Street Could Talk.
I only saw Stars Born.
And that's what you wanted to win?
I don't know. I just saw a lot of people were upset about Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, I think that A Star is Born didn't deserve to take that. I think it should have won in other categories, but I don't think it deserved that one because it's been done. This is like the remake, in my opinion. And then Black Klansman also was like fantastic. Like, yeah, right? Like, at the edge of your seat, but yet funny and like very relevant to now. Like it was really, really great. And then in terms of TV, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is like the top. Like you do not get better than that show.
Really?
Yes.
I tried to watch it and couldn't get into it.
No way.
How many episodes?
I only wanted to watch the pilot of every show so that I knew a little bit about everything, but I couldn't stop after the pilot. So I watched 4 episodes of Maisel.
Maybe I need to try again.
It's Amy Sherman Palladino, so it's the same.
Gilmore Girls.
So I was just like, I'm obsessed.
I'm going to give it another shot.
That's my top show.
What's below that?
The Assassination of Gianni Versace. Amazing. And what was the third one that I really, really liked? Homecoming, the Julia Roberts show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that dark or is that fun or like what's the feel of that?
It's
show?
A drama, huh?
Yeah, it's a drama. It's based off of a popular podcast that they turn into a show.
Are we gonna have a show one day?
Well, like Dirty John, that was like kind of like the theme. But it's really cool. Like I kind of went in thinking like, oh, I'm not gonna like this, and then it turned me.
Is it heavy?
It's a little heavy, but like a little.
Is it true crime?
No, it's about like people that come, like war vets that come back and they have to like reintegrate themselves.
Yeah,
into,
readjust.
Like,
yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So what do we have? Marvelous Miss Maisel, Assassination of
Gianni Versace.
Gianni Versace.
Oh, and Killing Eve.
Homecoming. I was going to say, I don't want to like force you to say it. But...
yeah. I'll do Killing Eve before Homecoming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Killing Eve is so good. And it's funny. Like, there's like weird humor in there.
Yeah.
I think. Or I'm just like imagining Christina Yang saying it or something.
No, it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. All good. I would definitely recommend Dirty John just for easy,
yeah.
easy watch. It's
yeah.
so easy to get through.
And so good.
So good.
So good.
Makes you not want to trust anyone, anything anyone says.
Yeah.
Radiance. Wait, so okay, Mark.
Yeah.
Any updates from you? You slept on an air mattress. Everything good?
Everything is good. My wife is in the Bahamas. She's actually getting back today. That's why I'm at home, because I got to pick up the kids from school in a couple of hours. Everything's good. We had a nice time in Wisconsin. Didn't get the snow we had hoped for, but we had a very nice time.
Well, good. So happy you're that. What's she doing in the Bahamas? Just a little vacay?
A friend got married on a cruise ship.
Wow.
Fun.
Yeah, it was really nice. It's her friends from college, and she's very, very close with them. They spent 2 years together. At Moorpark College, their exotic animal training and management course, which is a phenomenal course that everyone should know about. It's 2 years intense, and you train exotic animals. You start on, you know, dogs and stuff like that, birds, and then you move on to monkeys and cougars and camels, and it's just an amazing course. And so for 2 years, you and 40 or so other people are just intensely there every day cleaning cages and doing everything you got to do to work in the exotic animal business, which my wife doesn't do, but those years were two of the best years of her life.
That's so cool. I feel like if I did something like that, that would be how I died, though. Like, I have a fear and respect for wild animals, so, you know, I feel like people have a calmness around certain animals, and they can just be like, the animal can sense it. The animal would be able to sense my anxiety, and therefore that would be how I go down.
You know what's funny, though? Yeah. I'm actually debating buying a bird.
Tanya! Oh my God.
Where does this stuff come from? I got to write this down.
Wait, no, after watching Bird Box, are you kidding? They can tell when danger's around. Why would I not want that in my house?
Are you carrying it around?
No, we keep it in my house. If there's like an intruder, then she really starts going.
They bark?
But there's so much, I don't have time for a dog. A bird does kill two birds with one stone. And like so much less maintenance.
You should get a fish.
The fish doesn't warn me when intruders are coming. The bird will start running amok and she'll wake me up and then I can lock myself. And then I can like
lock yourself in your door so they
can
then
call 911. Yeah.
Like the compromise. A dog is too much work but would warn you. A fish is no work at all but would never warn you. A bird isn't much work and would warn you. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Thank you. I just had to find out which type of bird.
I feel like it would. Do you think that smells?
Not if I clean it. What if I clean? I'm not going to like just leave it
there. Where are you going to put it?
Like, just hang it from the ceiling.
Oh.
You hang the cage from this.
Very old school.
Yeah. I'm just going to let the bird roam around my house.
No, that's scary. Yeah. I felt just a standing cage.
No, cage from the hangs from my ceiling.
Wow. The effort.
Yeah, and I can like decorate the cage for like Christmas.
Oh, wow. We really took a turn there. Unexpected ending.
Yeah. Wow.
That was not what I expected as a new thing from you. Phoebe got a bath yesterday and has a pink feather in her hair. They put a little pink feather.
Like glued it on her?
No, it's like a little hair tie in her hair.
Oh, cute.
She's so proud. It's really, but wow, she went through my suitcase that I still haven't unpacked from Christmas and dug out every tampon in the box that I had in there, unwrapped every single one, took the cotton out of the plastic applicator and just went on to the next one. Didn't chew anything. It was like kind of creepy.
You know
what's
funny?
The point?
There's two types of people in this world. People that never unpack their suitcases, like truly never, until they like use all the clothes in the suitcase and they have to just like wash them and then they're eventually just going to go back in your closet. Or there's people like me that literally like within the first 10 minutes I'm home, I have to have my suitcase unpacked and like in my closet.
Let me just tell you, people like me wish that they were more like you.
Really?
It's just not in our blood.
See, and I wish I could like be kind of cool with it and like just have a suitcase out. But
there's
like
certain things where it's like you could wish to be a little more cool about. You don't need that. That's not productive at all. Yeah. Don't wish for that.
Okay.
Just who I am.
All right, we need to thank some people.
Yeah, we sure do.
ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free. It's ZipRecruiter.com/Becca.
Becca.
Sleep Number. You can find the store nearest you at SleepNumber.com/Becca. BioClarity. Get your free clarifying mask when you purchase a routine at BioClarity.com and use our code
Becca.
And Noom. Start your trial today at Noom.com/Becca.
Wait, I have one more thing to talk about briefly.
Should we tease it for next week?
No, because it's like just relevant for right now. Did you see the whole Kendall Jenner thing?
I saw the like backlash, but I didn't see what her announcement was.
So Kris Jenner posted something about like Kendall's announcing something huge. It's like a life changing for so many young people. Mm-hmm. And like
I'm just like you guys or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like something like very impactful. And so people were like really excited, didn't know what it was going to be. Like we kind of didn't know if it was like a bully story or like she was coming out as like, you know, in support of LGBT. I mean, I think she does support LGBT, but
yeah,
people
does.
Thought she was coming out as gay. Like there was all this stuff, and it was that she's doing a proactive campaign.
Wow.
So I think people are like, is it that impactful that someone else has had acne?
Wow.
I almost feel like Kris set her up though, because she didn't post anything about it. So I feel like everyone was like waiting around and then she announced it.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. I just have so many questions. Like at what point and like does your like reality get so skewed? Like you think like partnering with Proactive is going to be a life-changing thing for people?
I don't know if they're just trying to amp it up or what, but they kind of made
Well, you amp it up, people always do that. I have a big announcement coming up. I have a big announcement. That's fine. Sure. Okay. Yeah. That's great. That's
like
good for you. Proactive.
You have a big announcement. You getting a bird.
Totally. Like, yeah, I have a big announcement coming up. Like, I'm going to quit coffee or whatever. But, like, and something that's going to impact. No, she really did. She was like, it's going to impact people.
Yeah.
And it's going to, like, people just going to, like, feel less alone.
I just think that It is true. It's nice. You know, there is something people like to know that celebrities are going through the same things, whether it's something as small as acne, but it's kind of like, come on.
Girl, I had acne too when I was a teenager.
I still have acne.
Yeah. Like.
Anyways, I just thought that it was funny because we were all like guessing what it was going to be. And then it was a proactive campaign.
I saw that and I thought that it would be like something like she was going to start doing like classes or some sort of like group
classes.
Or some group thing, or I don't know, some like community building something.
Building a village?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways.
Lame.
Yeah, thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to Morgan Stewart for being here.
Yeah.
So cute. Happy New Year, everybody. So happy to be back. I'm excited.
2019 is going to be the best year yet.
Oh, I was going to go ever, but best year yet.
Yeah.
I feel like we should all try to have radiance in everything we do. So thank you for that.
Welcome.
Okay. Do you want to call time of death? First one of the new year?
Why don't you do it? I get nervous when it's noon.
Well, it's just
straight up 12.
Yeah. The easiest one.
All right. I never know if it's AM or PM. I was like, what? On 4 hours of sleep. Let me remind you all. It's really showing its rear ugly head right now.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh. Wow. That was a loud one. 12, time of death, 12:19.
Ow.
Can you even hear me?
I had to practice.
Yeah.